And go ahead and start. Chris, my name is Chris Collins. I am a Flint, Michigan, born and raised. Been married for the last 5 years, since 2015.
5 years?
Yeah, bro. Well, it'll be 5 years end of this year. Currently have 3 children.
That's it?
All right, I thought it was like 5 of them.
I swear we count more, but all right, just 3. All right.
I don't know where y'all trying to get your kids from. my oldest, she's just turned 6. She was born in February of 2015. My son, my second oldest, he'll be 4 this summer. And he was born July 22nd. And my youngest, she will be 2 this summer. She was born August 8th or 7th. One of them. I get it confused.
I think it's 7, ain't it?
Because it's like 8.
Who was your daughter born?
29th.
The 9th?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the 9th. Yeah, not the 29th.
Because mine's the 6th, yours is the 7th, and then yours is the 9th. So we got to get Lita bust out a baby like on the 8th or something, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fill in that gap back to back.
Cool. Yeah, good luck with that one.
Correct.
Yeah, so I've been doing this dad in life for the last, you know, 6+ years. I grew up with a pretty tight family. So like I was kind of raising my oldest niece for a while when they lived with us. Maybe not raising, but like helping out. So I had some experience, you know, changing diapers and stuff and all that at a very young age, teenager. But yeah, we can get into some more. But I'm gonna go ahead and kick it to Mark.
So I'm Mark. My kids, my daughter, she'll be 11 this year. I was first one out of the group that had kids. So mine is 11. My son just turned 9. Divorced, though. So I was first to have kids, first to get married. I got married in, what year was that? 2012. And divorced 2013. So split in 2013. Officially divorced 2014, I think. But the split happened at the end of 2013, right after like the year anniversary. So yeah, stuff happens in life. So I've been divorced, I've been a single one. I'm the friend that bring a different girl to New Year's Eve party every year.
So, hey, you know this recorded, right?
I know it's recorded, but you know, I gotta live in my truth, man. Truth is truth, right? You know, I ain't proud of it, but my truth is my truth.
Embrace it.
Yeah, man. Accountability, right? So I'm now the single dad, divorced, going on 7 years. Is that 7 years? 7 years now. 2 kids. I'm done with kids. No more. I'm just trying to be somebody stepdaddy of the year. Grew up on the east side of Detroit, moved to Flint. And also too, just about us in general, I don't think we realize how unique our stories are and our friendship. Like we've been friends since what, 2002, 2003?
Yeah, I think it was like 03, 07, not 07, but yeah, like 03. Y'all graduated in what, like 04?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it was like a couple years before that too.
Yeah.
It was a year
before. At least a year, yeah, a year before. So yeah, 03.
Yeah, so that was the 02, 03 school year.
That's and almost 20. It's coming up on 20 years. Yeah. Man, that's ridiculous.
20 years of brotherhood, you know what I'm saying? And for us to come from our respective homes and to be in the position we are now, man. You don't see that a lot. So yeah, that's dope just to kind of reflect on that and just to know like where we came from and where we are now. That's crazy. 20 years. Go ahead, H.
Yeah, you know, it's H. I'm the oldest, but the youngest in fatherhood. I've been with my wife relationship wise for like, I don't know, 10 years, something like. And then we've been married for almost 2 years now, I think. 19. Yeah, 2 years will be this year. Yeah. It all blends together. It's been, you know, it all blends. My daughter Charlie is 7 months. So we kind of like hit it off, got engaged, married, kid, and then we'll probably have one more at some point. If it's up to Pauline, we have it tomorrow. If it's up to me, I need this one needs to at least be walking before we have another one, because I can't be carrying two babies around.
Nah, go ahead and knock it out now, man.
No, I'm gonna wait, Charlie. Maybe till Charlie gets at least one, and then we'll go from there.
It's a good age, man.
Yeah.
No, knock it out. You know, so what's crazy? Like, even though I did have kids by the same woman, neither one of mine were planned, and so it just happened, right? Pullout game was weak that year. So my kids are 18 months apart, and so that's 2 school years apart. Which is dope, because like it wasn't as bad as most people say it is. And I don't know what your experience has been, Chris, with, you know, 3 kids.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't put that in the air, bro. But hey, you just gonna cut off my man intro like that?
My bad.
But, oh, no, I think I was done. I don't even remember what else we were saying, but I'm good. We get into whatever else.
But I'm telling you, back-to-back kids is where it's at, because my kids are absolute best friends. I mean, of course, they argue and all of that, but my kids are absolute best friends. They're going to graduate 2 years apart. I'll be done with the child stuff and high school stuff by like 42, 43. So I'm excited.
No, I'm down with that whole 2 year thing. I do want to keep them within. I mean, all my brothers and sisters, we were all 2 years apart. So I'm definitely down with it. You know, I just got to map it out and get mentally prepared to have another baby. Cause you know, you get out of this, like right now, we just now starting to get out of the phase where like, she's just like a blob or a baby terrorist. Man, she did, like, babies don't do anything. They just exist. And then they just like, they hold you hostage. Like, you can't do anything else. You just got to be with them. Like, so now she's starting to like develop a personality, and she's like starting to be a little more independent. So I think for me, this is like the golden age, because I told Pauline like early in our relationship that I was going to be like, the first 9 months, I'm going to be a deadbeat dad. I ain't going to be around. After that first nine, when the baby started doing something, then I'll be there. But, you know, that changed.
Yeah, yo, that's funny. So, like, one of my favorite animated movies is Inside Out. Y'all keep that joke?
Oh, yeah.
I think it, like, illustrates, it can help illustrate, you know, personality development and all that in children till, you know, up through adolescence, I think is what it kind of covered. But yeah, man, that's funny. So I was kind of, let's go there then. Talk about, you know, the pregnancy stage all the way up to birth, delivery, and all that. And just kind of what was y'all's experience with that? And you know, go from there.
Who want me to go first?
H, I guess you more recent, man. Let's hear from you.
Yeah.
So we talking about pregnancy up until birth?
Yeah. Like, what was what did you feel your role was during pregnancy?
Wait, so before we get into that, were you weren't planned either though, Chris, were you?
No. My oldest, she was born 2015. We were engaged we had just got engaged the year before, in 2014. And you know, we weren't living together, but we was always together, and we had already been together since 2010, you know, just dating wise and stuff. And so yeah, it took me like 4 years. We proposed. It was like just after, I think, a year for us after college. So we're kind of getting settled and all that stuff into some career opportunities and different things like that. So, you know, I decided to put a ring on it. And shortly after that, you know,
you got bust it down. Get the ring, bust it down. That's how we go.
Right.
Yeah. But it's funny, like, honestly, none of my kids was actually like planned. Well, it was planned. We just kind of went with the flow, you know.
Hey, we was all surprised too. Each one.
All five.
Yeah. So, you know, family planning. Wasn't a lot of planning into it. It was just a lot of action, though, you know.
Right. Well, let's hear from the brother that did things right.
Yeah, I was methodic in my planning. Like, I was all about wanting to do things in a certain way. And I think it came up to, like, you know, just growing up in Flint, childhood, like, seeing a lot of brothers, losing a lot of brothers to the to the accidental fatherhood who didn't do it right, who didn't, like, get engaged or get married. And not saying that that's not the right way to do, or there is a right or wrong way to do it, but for me, in the way that I grew up, there was like a path that I wanted to follow. And I knew for me personally that I didn't want to bring, like, I didn't want to be a deadbeat father. So I wanted to make sure all my structure and my infrastructure was in place before getting into that point. So that's why it all ended up like being planned out, essentially. But yeah, after we got married, then I, you know, it was like, Chris, like, bust it down. Like, we ain't actually trying, but if it happens, it happens. And it happened on the at the honeymoon, you know. So, and actually, funny story is that with the honeymoon, so we had met like three other couples from, like, you know, other places in like Europe and Germany or whatever, and we all started kicking it, and we all like stayed connected. And then afterwards, all of the couples got babies right now. Like, we all had, like, got pregnant around the same time, so we all got babies. But no, the pregnancy was pretty, I mean, the pregnancy, it was different because it happened through COVID. So that, you know, that kind of changed up things, because we had to be outside, or we had to be inside. I really couldn't go to any of the hospital visits, so I kind of got robbed of that experience a little bit. So, like, they had to make exceptions to, like, FaceTime. So we had to do it all digitally. So, like, you know, me seeing the first ultrasound and all that, like, I wasn't actually able to be there with Pauline. It was more so, like, we had to do it digitally. And you know, even leading up to the pregnancy, we were afraid that, like, I wasn't going to be able to be in the delivery room, which not many things affect me, but, like, that was, like, hitting me hard. And I was like, man, I gotta be there. So yeah, so leading up to that, I mean, the pregnancy I thought was pretty cool. I mean, it was more so on Pauline. You know, I was just doing what I could do to cater to her throughout the summer, because, you know, she had it was a summer baby, and them summer pregnancies be crazy. But you know, I think the biggest thing is that Pauline's a worrier. So, like, every time there was like Charlie wasn't kicking, or she didn't feel her, Pauline would get worried, and we would rush to the hospital. So, like, that anxiety, I'm glad that's over, because I did not want any of that. But then getting to the actual pregnancy, I mean, the actual pregnancy, I thought was, like, it went pretty smooth. Yeah, I don't want to take too much time, but I'll tell y'all this story about the pregnancy, because I think it's a great story. So Pauline started having... Well, she started feeling things in her, and, you know, in her areas however that works. The day, like, we were gonna we went in because Pauline thought her water had broke early, like the day before, and it didn't. I know it didn't. Like, you know, I'm being all calm, she all worried. So we go in, water didn't break, we come back home, and then later that night, like, she started having contractions. And before that, we had went through like one of those Lamaze classes, or we had somebody come over and tell us about breathing and what to expect and all that. So I had, you know, I was remembering all the lessons I had got from that. So we laying in bed and Pauline over there, you know, feeling it. And I'm like, first of all, we not about to go to the hospital on a whim, because I'm not about to be in the hospital for 24 or 48 hours while you trying to have a baby. So we chilling. She's still going through. I'm like, look, remember your breaths. Do the breaths. So she doing her thing. Then I like pulled up a timer and I start timing it to see if they were contractions. And they were still far apart. And I had did my research and I was like, they got to be closer if the baby's going to come. So we waited it out. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning at this point. 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I went back to sleep, woke back up. She over there still getting it. So then I was like, all right, I think your contractions, like, they're getting closer. Let me go take a shower real quick before we head out. So I go take a shower. At this point, it's like 4:30. I get out the shower. These boys, like, 30 seconds apiece. Like, they, now they real close. So we hop in the car. So we hop in the car, and then on the way to the hospital, she really felt her water break in the car. So then we pull up to the hospital. I like let her get out the car first while I go park. So we get to the hospital, have her go into the, and then as I'm coming up, she's already up there. As I come up, they already like got her in the room and they're like, oh, are you Mr. Pfeiffer? Yeah, your wife's already in labor. She's about to have a baby. And the whole time, Pauline is like trying to debate whether or not she wanted to have a natural birth or she wanted to have an epidural. So she had this whole debate. Man, we got there at 5 o'clock. Charlie came at 5:30. Like, we had got there just in time. As soon as we got there, Charlie was ready to come out. Pauline had no chance to get an epidural, so she did have the baby just naturally. But yeah, it was a dope experience.
That's what's up, bro.
How are you gonna take a shower while she in labor?
Man, I was not about to be in the hospital for hours.
No, she probably still tell you about that one.
All right. So
right. I just chalk it up and be like, yeah, man, you was a trooper. Like, you did your thing. You a soldier.
So it's funny, man. Like, our pregnancy experience, like kind of like you, I was just trying to be supportive. We weren't living together at the time. So, like, we were living in Saginaw. She was probably, like, just a few miles up the road from me, from where we live, though. So, like, you know, it was just be a lot of me going to take her food at, like, crazy times during the winter. My first daughter, yeah, she was born in February. So it was, like, you know, all through the fall and winter and stuff. And just having to try to, you know, be supportive, but not invade, you know, her and her roommate space, because she had a roommate at the time. but it was cool though, because she kind of had some support from her roommate too, because she had just had a baby too, a few months prior in August. And so, you know, they could talk about those kinds of things and all that. But I mean, she didn't really have a rough pregnancy or nothing. Like, a lot of times you hear, like, you know, women having like issues with like morning sickness and different things like that, but hers is like pretty easy breezy. So, you know, had a chance to go through all the, we didn't do like a Lamaze class or anything like that. We just kind of practiced some breathing techniques, I guess, at home. we did, like, it was in Saginaw, so like the hospital up there, it was actually pretty good compared to when we had my son and came down here to Genesis. We ended up going back to Saginaw for my third daughter. I mean, for my third child. It was all good, though. Had a chance to go to most of the doctor visits, the milestones with the ultrasounds and stuff like that. I can't remember when they started doing the 3D stuff. That kind of always creeped me out. So, like, I ain't really want to see a 3D ultrasound. I was just like, you know, keep it all cool. Let's just show the regular ultrasound. So, and then we also found out the sex of my daughter. This is one of them things, like, we wanted to be, I guess, more so prepared with that kind of big life change, right? So we did find out the sex and was able to make all our arrangements like that, knowing ahead of time, baby shower, all that stuff. Man, we had so much stuff from baby shower. Like we had like diapers for, I don't think we bought diapers for like the first like 6-7 months, man. It was crazy. So that was super helpful too. But you know, during the pregnancy, man, it was crazy. I was working in Saginaw with Mark, actually at the time, and it was in the middle of winter. So like that, it was a Friday, the day before that she was supposed to come. Friday, we had a snow day. Dope. So I'm just laying in the bed chilling. My wife had to go to work still. So I took her to work. I'm like, all that morning she was talking about, you know, I'm hurting, I don't know, and all this other stuff. I was like, all right, well, I mean, just don't go. But she ended up going. I took her to work. A couple hours later, she called me to come pick her up. So I'm like, I told you I had to stay home. So I went and picked her up. And then, like, she got back home and just started, like, cleaning and organizing stuff. I'm like, I'm just oblivious, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling, like laying on the couch all day because it was snow day. So I'm trying to enjoy that. And she around here just cleaning. I later found out it's called like the nesting.
I was about to say, she was in the nesting phase. Yeah.
And so like it happened quick, man. So, I mean, you know, all that whole day, she's just kind of complaining and all this other stuff. I'm like, all right. So I eventually just convinced her like later that night, I think it was about probably like 11 o'clock at night to let's just go to the hospital. And she just started like making every kind of excuse not to go. I'm like, are you crazy? So I like had to force her to get in the car, pack a bag, get in the car and all that. And you know, we rode to the hospital and they admitted us and everything, you know, checked her, because she said she was, you know, having contractions pretty close. So they checked her and she was already dilated to like 6 or 7. And so they like, oh yeah, this baby on the way. So like she had been in labor like that whole day pretty much. But yeah, man, just kind of wrapped that whole thing up. I seen her water break. Man, pregnancy is... They say it's beautiful, but man, it ain't look too good. Nah. At the time, man, seeing the water break and all that, just she looked at me like I was going, you know, like I knew what to do. I'm like, shit, let's call the doctor. ended up, you know, she was gonna have a natural birth and all that stuff, but my baby ended up being bottom first. And they didn't have time to turn her and all that, so we ended up having to do a C-section and stuff. Probably not the way that she really wanted it to happen. I didn't either for her, but it happened like that. Safe delivery. I was able to I was in the room for a minute, and then I had to leave out because it's like, I guess you can kind of feel them cutting, so they didn't really, the numbing didn't really take hold that well. So they had to, I had to leave the room, unfortunately, so I couldn't see them, you know, get her out and all that stuff. But You know, so that was kind of like the drama at that time. But you know, I was still able to hold my baby after, you know, shortly after they pulled her out, and we did the whole skin to skin thing and all that stuff.
Did you cry though?
It was pretty emotional.
You did cry.
I don't think I did. You know, it was just one of them proud moments. But yeah, man, that was after that, it was like, hey, I'm a daddy now. So so that was kind of my first experience with you know, pregnancy and all that stuff.
So how old were you when your first was born? Chris?
32 now, so 28.
Okay.
26.
So how were you, Fi?
Just last year. 35? Old?
Okay, okay. I'm just trying to let the people know. To put in perspective.
Oh, I got you. 35. I was 35.
And so, yeah, so I was the youngest, man. I was 23 when my daughter was born. So I was still naive, just dumb. I ain't know nothing about real relationships. I wasn't mature yet. And so I kind of envy y'all's story because, like, at least, like, you guys had, like, a set foundation, right, with y'all women. Y'all had been with them for a while. Mine was completely different. Unfortunately, it wasn't, like, a great experience. In a sense, right? So when my ex-wife got pregnant with my daughter, we actually weren't even together. Matter of fact, she had a whole boyfriend at the time. We had been seeing each other, but we weren't like together in that sense. Matter of fact, I was working on getting back with like my first love from high school. We were talking about like getting back together, and then I was still like messing with like my kid's mom or whatever, because she had a whole boyfriend. So when she got pregnant, I didn't even know if like my daughter was mine or not. And I actually didn't even figure it out until my daughter was like 4 months old. No, 6 months old or something like that. No, maybe she was like 4 months.
She got pregnant when she was with her other whole boyfriend?
Yeah.
So you was the other dude.
Yeah, I was the other dude. And so we had been messing around like that. Right. You know, only on the weekends. But yeah, so we weren't actually even together. She had a whole boyfriend or whatever. And I was working on getting back with my ex, which is crazy because we eventually, so it was really only a handful of people that knew, right, about the potential with the pregnancy, which was my ex who I was working with or still working on getting back with, my parents. And you, because you came to the baby shower. Mm-hmm. And so you was like the only friend besides my mama that even came to the birthday, the baby shower. And so, because I didn't want to put it out there that I might be having a baby, maybe not. And so, like, it was hard to navigate through that. But I knew that I wanted to, like, be there, like, just in case she was my daughter. Like, I didn't want to miss out on those, like, opportunities. So I actually went to every doctor's appointment. And this is without fully knowing, right? Like, if you're my daughter or not. I went to every doctor's appointment. I think the only one I missed was the 3D. And so that was the only one I missed because I think I was, like, working. At the time, I still worked in radio. So I was, like, on air. And so I, you know, couldn't record my show or anything like that. Like, I had to be on there live. And then I couldn't find a place. And so I missed it by like 15 minutes. And the appointment was literally like only 15 minutes long. Mm-hmm. So, but other than that, mind you, I painted this, like the other dude, when she found out she was pregnant, he was just like, I'm out of here. Like, I don't want nothing to deal with y'all little drama. I know it ain't mine. I'm like, how you know? Like, what you know that I don't know? And so he just abandoned everything. So we're just kind of me and her sticking it out. So I'm trying to balance being there for her with managing like my current relationship. So fast forward through all that drama of those 9 months, dog, within like the last 2 weeks of her pregnancy, she got mad because like I didn't want to like be with her in a sense. Cause it's like, how can I be with you? Like, I don't want to be with you just cause we got a kid. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up getting blocked from like everything her last 2 weeks of pregnancy. And she had a scheduled C-section. And I actually didn't find out my daughter was born until like 2 days later, or maybe the next day. And I found out on Facebook because somebody else posted her picture. And then she like unblocked me like that next day. I called and like I blew up her phone, and I ended up going up there that same day to find out. And then like seeing her, and I was just like, well, she's born. Let's get a DNA test so we can figure this out. And she didn't want to do it. And so, and what's crazy about that is, and of course, looking back, right, retrospect, which was like mad selfish, but like I ended up technically getting engaged to the other girl the same day my daughter was born, not knowing my daughter was born that day. You know, like I was trying to move on. It was very conflicting, right? Like you're trying to move on with your life because you don't really don't know. And the way the other person was acting, like we just didn't know for sure. She claimed she knew, but I didn't know. And she was avoiding like the, and I get it in a sense, like when a woman thinks like we're for certain, like the baby's yours, like they're offended that you want to get this test done. Mm-hmm. And so I get it from her perspective, like, man, you're like, what you mean? I know it's yours. But in my, from my point of view, it was like, how do you know? Like you was with two dudes.
I mean, I was married and I still was like, is it mine? But no, once I saw that ultrasound, that 3D ultrasound, and the lips poked out, I already knew. I was like, yeah, that's me. I mean, it's just like when you go take a drug test, right? And you know, like, you ain't done no drugs or any kind of test, but you still worry. Like, you still like, I had them poppy seeds.
Oh, man, I think it's the same thing, bro.
It's the same thing.
Not quite, man.
Same idea, but my bad, Mark.
But yeah, so like, you know, I just really didn't know. And so we didn't officially, like my daughter was born August 6th. So we didn't really officially find out until like, actually we got the results back the day before Valentine's Day. And so because she refused to get the test, I had moved on with my life. I was like, I'm just assuming like this kid ain't mine. And so I ended up moving across the country to be with the other girl. And like, then I think like around Christmas time, she sent me a picture of my daughter. And I was just like, ooh, she is mine. Like, she looked exactly like me. Uh-huh. Like, my daughter is literally just a female version of me down to like, everything. Big lips, eyebrows, eyes, all that. Man, when I seen her, I was like, yeah, I'm like, let me go ahead and send you a little bit of change and some clothes real quick. And so like I was sending her money before we even got the test, because I was just like, yep, let me work on moving back to Michigan and let's get some parental rights established. Cause I knew, like, and I think for me, like coming from like growing up, not being really close with my dad, like I knew that like I wanted to be one of those above and beyond dads, right? Like I knew that like I dreamed about being an amazing dad. So it was like nothing that was going to keep me from being in my daughter's life. And my daughter can tell you now, I'm one of her best friends. Like she calls me literally every single day. Like, matter of fact, yes, I'm tired now because me and my daughter, before she went to her friend's house for a birthday party, we was up at 4 a.m. literally on the couch just talking about life. And like my daughter is very mature. Like we have like those very personable conversations. Like I'm super involved.
Yeah.
But like that birthing experience of the first one, it wasn't it. It wasn't it at all.
I got a question for you guys. But I think what's interesting, I think we can talk about this in later podcasts, is that like, I think we got a unique perspective, because like all of our fathers was still in our lives. And I don't think, you know, everybody don't have that, like that, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know, blessing, I guess. We'll roll with that. But, everybody, a lot of people that we grew up with, like, they don't have that, like, opportunity to have, like, their fathers in their life in some perspective. So I'm interested to see how, like, that shapes our idea of fatherhood and how, like, we are attacking fatherhood based on that experience. But we ain't got time for that today. Yeah. So then what I got for us today is, how did she tell you? How did you find out?
Oh, I remember that day.
Mark, go through it, man.
Bro, I remember that day because I went to go cut some hair. And I was cutting my old roommate's hair. And I remember her calling me. And for some crazy reason, I knew that she was about to tell me she was pregnant before she called me. And it was the most, like, awkward moment ever. Because I think I answered the phone. It was like, "You pregnant, ain't you?" She was like, "What? How you know?" And I, you know, I'm one of those men that's struggling because I had the most beautiful head full of hair. I remember the exact moment she told me, even though I was cutting somebody else's hair, I felt a single strand of hair fall from the top of my head and hit the ground. And that was the moment I started going bald. It was rough. And I remember, and then, so like when she told me, she called me and she told me, and my very, and then, oh, this is fucked up. I don't think I ever said this out loud.
There's still time to not
say it. That very moment, I was like, no, I'm gonna live in my truth. I was like, I just fixed things with her. And I was like, this is about to end it. Yeah. And I was more devastated at that. And I was like, very selfish of me. And I was like, that's very anxious of me. Like, damn, like, I just fucked this up. But then it was like, what am I about to do with a whole kid, with somebody that got a whole boyfriend and I'm not with? And so I started playing all these scenarios through my head. And, you know, it's rough to have a kid with someone who you never, because we had never talked about marriage. And so we had never planned our lives together. And this other woman was like my first love, somebody I had been with since off and on since 15.
Like, she was the one that got away. And you always chase the one that got away.
Exactly. And so this is somebody I had been with off and on since I was 15. And so this is the only person that I had ever, like, saw myself marrying and having kids with. And so that whole dream just shattered. And so it was
crazy. You like a walking Usher song, bro.
which is funny because I'll never forget the moment Henry texted me and was like, remember when Usher Confessions came out? And I remember, and this always plays my mind. He was like, for whatever reason, you sent me Confessions, or you told me to check out Confessions, and you told me to check out Burn. And he was like, Mark, this is your life right here. And this is before kids came, like other women, all that stuff. I'm like, man, this is Henry.
Nah, you was living in your truth. That song was your truth. And it just came to fruition. Don't blame it on me.
Hey, listen, the songwriter says. But yeah, man, great story, Mark, man. I mean, I guess, you know, great life experience.
Horrible story. Movies. Season 5 Insecure.
Right. My experience was probably y'all can probably relate. But it was like when she told me, like I said, we was living in a couple different areas. I was she came to my crib, and I think we just ended up talking, and then she was like, well, you know, she hit me with the, you know, I ain't had my period. I'm like, you had to, like, it didn't compute with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. So so then, you know, immediately I'm like, man, I need to find out. Like, let's get this pregnancy test, this pee stick. So I'm like, man, you know what? I want to be accurate, and I just want to know. So, like, I'm thinking you got to buy, like, the top of the line, like, digital. The top
shelf. He ain't go to the bottom shelf or to the dollar store. He got the top shelf. Target.
So I spent, like, $20 on a pee test, and she just took it. But, like, she didn't take it with me. Like, she, like, took it, like, at home. Like at her home, and so she came and seen me, and then like I said, we was dating, but she came and see me, and
y'all already engaged though, right?
Now I'm tripping, man. We was already engaged, and so she came and seen me, and she showed me the stick. I was like, so that mean you with, like. Like, yeah, that's what it means.
Yeah, them lines confusing.
I know. And so I was like, well, you know, is it like an error or anything? Like, how you know, like, it didn't mess up? Like, not that I ain't want kids. Not that I ain't want kids with her. But I'm like, well, how'd you do this? And like, somehow we end up doing another one. And at that point, I was just like, man, let me just go get this dollar joint from the Dollar Tree.
Not the Dollar Tree.
I mean, yeah.
Just as accurate.
Well, yeah. Went over there and, you know, I did the test with her. I was like scientific with it, man. I just made sure everything was sterile. And I can't even remember how I collected the pee, but maybe she gave it to me or something. But I did the little dip drip thing and did the test, and man, I played had a them lines came up. I'm like, man, this is real. So it was like a moment of shock for us, because, you know, we didn't plan it or anything like that. And then I just thought back to, like, the last time, like, you know, like, dang, yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah. I am pregnant too.
It wasn't no pull out game. And yeah, you know, so we we just kind of sat there and hugged and all this stuff, and I think she might have cried a little bit, just because, you know, it was just a real, like, one of them life changing moments, right? And, you know, real emotional. So that was kind of our experience with that, man.
Yeah, mine, I knew.
Your shit was beautiful.
I laid down that pipe. I knew it.
Beautiful.
I knew it. I was like, yeah, you pregnant. Just let me know when. But no, so our wedding was
November
1st. Yep.
Was first or second?
It was November 1st. Our wedding was November 1st. We went on honeymoon a couple weeks after that. And then, yeah, like, Pauline was, like, she had started. No, actually, I had a dream. So I had a wild dream about, actually, it was crazy. It was a dream about Brittany being pregnant with twins. And
you explain who that is. We don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so Brittany is we ain't got time for that explanation. Basically, Brittany is one of the fellas. We'll talk about that later in a later episode. But anyway, so she was pregnant with twins in my dream, and there was something going on with one of the babies, and then there was another baby. And some reason in the dream, it made it feel like one of those babies weren't hers, like it was mine. So, like, I don't know, I'll be having some weird dreams, and I think they'd be like telepathic, or not telepathic, they'd be telling the future. So I kind of had a feeling from that. So I hit up Brittany and I told her about the dream, and then we were talking about she was like, I think Pauline might be pregnant too. Or Paul, she was like, you sure Pauline not pregnant? And I was like, you know what? She has been acting weird lately. She might be. I was like, you know what? We going to a Christmas party coming up. It's going to be alcohol there, some wine. Pauline can't resist wine. So if she don't drink no wine, then I know she's pregnant. So this whole time we at somebody else's party, the whole time we at this party, I'm looking at her cups. Like, I'm looking like, I'm trying to serve her up alcohol. I'm like, babe, you want some of this? And so she had a wine, nursed it the whole night. Like, didn't finish it. And I was like, man, you pregnant. But I was like, yeah, I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm not gonna get I'm not gonna get excited. I'm gonna keep it calm. And then Christmas morning came, and we don't do gifts for each other anymore. So like we weren't doing gifts, but she had something for me. And she had this little bitty box, and she gave me this little bitty box, and I'm thinking like, oh, she didn't ice me out. What you get me? I open that boy, it's like a little chocolate chip. On this little thing, I'm like, what's this chocolate chip? And it's like, this is the size of our child. And I was like, I knew it. I knew it, like a Mari episode. Like, I knew it. Like, I was jumping around the living room. Like, I knew that baby was mine. I was geeked. She was geeked. And then I had so many questions after that.
What's up, man? That's real cute.
Right. Yeah, cute, cute.
So perfect, Emery.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So, man, lots of great reflection today. I think it's always awesome and, you know, enlightening to hear people's experiences with something that, you know, most of us go through. So fatherhood being one of those things, and just how that even all happens. I think it's also a great thing to be able to have these stories and, you know, continue them and reflect on them and carry them down and pass them down to, you know, younger, to the next generation. That's just continuing to build that heritage and that lineage, you know. So, like I said, lots of great reflection today. If we want to end with a couple last thoughts, you know, we'll talk about, you know, some things that we want to cover and, you know, just why we're doing this and kind of reflect on that. So Mark or Henry, you want to give your last thoughts today?
Yeah, I kick it off. I'm really excited about this because I think for brothers especially or people of color, I think we need positive resources for fatherhood, because I don't think we have those like role models necessarily in our lives. We don't have those like resources that we can just hop to. And I think for a father, a new father or an experienced father, I think just having those resources in that community is important, because Pauline is a part of like all kind of mom groups. And I just don't think there's enough support out there for Black fathers, especially going through it. So I think our experiences and our different perspectives on fatherhood and coming at different levels, I think the future episodes are going to be very insightful for, like you said, for the next generation, for the new daddies.
Right, definitely. And I'm a huge part of reaching out to like younger guys and like, hey, don't do what I did. So, you know, just teaching men just how to, like you said, like navigate through just male adulthood, not only just fatherhood, but just male adulthood, right? And we need more guys that are younger and doing that versus like those older men that's trying to reach back, because it's such a disconnect. And even though the generation under us is wildly different, we're still young enough to be able to relate to them and give them our perspective and our rights and understanding our wrongs and being able to translate that to where they understand. So I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely. Man, I echo everything y'all both just said. Like it's really, you know, it can really be a a welcome breath of fresh air, and just a way to be, to feel seen, to feel heard, and to, you know, have those different commonalities with other folks. So, I think that will be all for us today, and can't wait to get back on and chat with some more topics.
Sure.